From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The U.S. announced it's providing more than 200 additional troops and attack helicopters to assist Iraqi forces in the fight to take the northern city of Mosul from Islamic State. The announcement came from Defense Secretary Ashton Carter Monday in Baghdad.
We are going to place additional advisors with the Iraqi security forces now down to brigade and battalion headquarters. We're going to make available attack helicopters in support of the ISF's ongoing efforts to envelop and then retake Mosul.
Carter also announced the U.S. will increase funding for Kurdish Peshmerga forces. President Obama spoke of the new support during a CBS television interview Monday.
As we see the Iraqis willing to fight and gaining ground, let's make sure that we're providing them more support. We're not doing the fighting ourselves, but when we provide training, when we provide special forces who are backing them up, when we are gaining intelligence, working with the coalitions that we have, what we've seen is that we can continually tighten the noose.
Mr. Obama said he expects by year's end the conditions will be set for Mosul to fall. Secretary Carter traveled to Iraq to talk with his commanders and Iraqi leaders about ways the U.S. can ramp up the fight against IS militants. U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon spoke with South Sudan's president and top rebel leader Monday, urging both to quickly establish their transitional government. Rebel leader Riek Machar is preparing to return to the capital, Juba, to be sworn in as first vice president and set up the government with President Salva Kiir. He is expected to arrive Tuesday. South Sudan erupted into civil war in December 2013, 6 months after Mr. Kiir fired Machar as vice president, leaving tens of thousands dead. This is VOA News.